Hello, everybody. Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. Welcome to episode 7 of our podcast, our 2019 Avian Awards podcast series, where we break down the awards and go over the categories and have a little fun as we do it. I'm going to get right to this if we can. Always feedback is appreciated. Roger at RogerViews.com is the email. You can find me, Roger T. Pipe, over on Twitter. If you're on the website, there's a feedback button. If you're on YouTube, leave a comment. I will quite often read any comments or questions you have. We did that a couple episodes ago. It worked out really well. So if you hear something you like, hear something you don't like, you know, want to give a shout out to your favorite performers. If I forget to mention someone, just, you know, throw me a comment. Love it. If you want to follow along, avn.com/awards, we're just about halfway through. We're starting with Best New Imprint. All Her Love, Bad Daddy POV, Bang, Beginner's Luck, Blacked Raw, Crave Media, Fucking Awesome, Legal Porno, Mormon Girls, NSFW Films, Obsession, Richard Mann Productions, Trans Angel, True Anal, and Verso Cinema. The obvious choice here is Blacked Raw. It's the latest Lansky imprint. It's wildly popular. People love it. It's pretty great, too. So I think that one's probably going to be the favorite. There's some other good ones, too, though. Verso Cinema, I just saw their DVDs when it came time to the awards. They sent some. It's really good stuff. All Her Love is interesting. I hadn't seen any of that until voting time, but I was impressed with the production values there. Bad Daddy POV is a faux-cest POV line. So there's some good stuff here. Legal Porno also is really popular with fans and has been pretty good. But I think it's going to be tough to beat Blacked Raw. Best New Series. This one's kind of a big one, obviously. You know, as somebody sort of breaks in and hits us with a new fan favorite. Abuse Me from Two Thumbs. Anal Maniac, Jules Jordan. Angels, Viv Thomas. Bratty Teens, Like It Rough, Burning Angel. Busting the Babysitter, Porn Pros. Dead Crush, Crave. Dark Divas, Devil's Films. Lesbian Lessons from Lesbian X. Menage a Tranny, Devil's Films. My Very First Scene from Vision, Petites from Babe, Pussy is the Best Medicine from Brazzers, Shoplifter from Crave, Upper Floor from Kink, and Whorecraft from Lethal Hardcore. There's some great titles here. I think Menage a Tranny is a great title. As far as best series, I don't know that there's a clear favorite. I mean, Upper Floor hits all the main themes for its audience, and it's really good. But again, as I've talked about, I think sometimes we get things that are so fetishy, a lot of people just tune out and they're not going to vote for it. I'm not sure I could pick a favorite in here. My Very First Scene from Vision Digital Sin is really nice looking. It's one of the really high quality ones. Shoplifter is interesting. It's the hidden camera kind of theme. So I wouldn't say there was a huge runaway hit this year in that category. We are going to skip Best New Starlet. That's going to be in our last podcast. Best Niche Movie. Alien Insemination from Anastasia Pierce. Big Tit Cream Pie from Bang Bros. Evil Squirters from Evil Angel. Grannies with Skills from Dirty Laundry. Granny Extreme from Lacey Starr. Horny Grannies Love to Fuck 13 from Devils. Malice Before Daylight Harmony. My First Cream Pie 15 from Team Skeet. My Stepdaughter Has a Hairy Pussy from Lethal Hardcore. Scale Bustin' Babe 68 from Rodney Vision. Take the Condom Off 2, Kelly Madison. Teenage Breeder, Kelly Madison. Uncle Daddy, Desperate Pleasures. And Vampalicious Women on Top. This is tough. And again, this category covers a lot of different niches. You've got the cream pie stuff here. You've got squirters. You've got grannies. You've got BBW. You've got Harry. You've got Focest. So, again, I think this is where I'd like to talk to some other critics. If you're listening, anybody who's voting, you want to send me some email or whatever, you can do it anonymously if you'd like. How do you handle if there's a genre you don't like? Like, for example, there's three granny movies in here. If that really turns you off, are those three going to be at the bottom of your ballot? Or are you going to take a look at what the quality is? It's really hard here, too, because you're talking about some very specific niches. And then Evil Squirters, okay, it's an evil angel movie. It's super great looking. It's got top talent. It's high end. It just happens to have squirting in it. The Big Tit Cream Pie series from Bang Bros, it's like all the other Bang Bros stuff. It just happens to have cream pies in it. And then like Teenage Breeder, that was actually kind of a feature from Kelly Madison. Really, really different and kind of disturbing, actually, like most of their stuff. But this is one of those categories where I think some of the smaller movies don't have a chance, because how do you compete with some of the higher end stuff there? Same thing with Best Niche Series, right? Izani's Iron Girls, that's Muscle Girls, BBW Dreams, BBW Sex Party. Obviously, those are BBW movies. Blue Pill Men, that's Super Old Dudes. Device Bondage, Femme Fatale, Foot Fetish Diary, Granny Extreme, Hogtied, Horny Grannies Love to Fuck, Horny Hairy Girls, Kink School, Mean Cuckold POV, Please Come Inside Me, and Squirt For Me. So again, if you're not into Muscle Girls, where does that movie rank? And it's actually really well done. There's two good BBW movies here, this is actually a series. The BBW Sex Party I really like. It's low budget, it's very raw, but it's good. And Carla Lane does a great job behind the camera and in front of the camera. Blue Pill Men, again, we've watched old dudes with younger women forever. Device Bondage is very specific kind of bondage from Kink. The Femme Fatale stuff. The Foot Fetish Daily from Kick-Ass. They've been doing mainstream foot fetish for years, and they do it really, really well. Hogtied, again, from Kink, very specific. Granny Movies, Hairy Movies, Kink School from Severe Sex, that's kind of a fun series. Mean Cuckold POV from Glenn Barron. Glenn does this stuff better than anybody. It's really good. Squirt For Me, again, Squirt For Me from Hard X is just a great Hard X series that happens to have squirting in it. So it almost isn't fair to compare in a lot of ways. These are tough ones for me. The series in here that I like I said, BBW Sex Party I really like. I enjoy Kink School. The Mean Cuckold POV is good. It's a little much for me. Most of these, they hit a note and they hit it really strong. But over the course of 2 hours, if you're not into the fetish, it kind of gets to be just too much. Best non-sex performance. There's a lot of good ones this time. Sean Alf, Seduction of Heidi. James Avalon in Talk Derby to Me, which was a fun movie, by the way. James Bartolet in Deadpool XXX. Juanito Blanco from Dirty Grandpa. Axel Braun from Deadpool, an Axel Braun parody. That's two from that movie. Frank Buchwald in The Curse, very good. Tom Byron in The Possession of Mrs. Hyde, great movie. You guys should check that out. Jane Hamilton in Cam Girl, which you guys know if you've heard the other versions of this this podcast, different episodes. I love Cam Girl. Kristen Scott was fantastic. And check it out, Jane Hamilton was also good. Nina Hartley in Future Darkly. Brie Mills, Trailer Park Taboo. Stephen Ross in Abigail. If you haven't seen that movie, that's one of the best features of the year. Will Ryder in Deadpool. Jackie St. James in Paparazzi. Kyle Stone, Never Forgotten. And Misa X in Sugar. That was one of the last ones I reviewed, was Sugar. And it was just disturbing. And Misa X's performance was really unnerving and kind of, I don't know, kind of overshadowed the sex even. It was just weird and creepy. And this is a non-sexual. It was beautifully done. I love that there are three from Deadpool, Bartolet, Axel, and Will Ryder. Honestly, I think Will's was the funniest role. So he might be a favorite. But those three may end up sort of canceling each other out. Definitely take a look at Jane Hamilton's was good, but of course Kyle Stone could be a posthumous award. He's always been a good actor, so he was also in Cam Girl. I actually liked him better in Cam Girl. It was such a small role. Best older woman, younger girl movie. So specific kinds of lesbian awards. This is for a movie, so The Bee Sting, Girls' Way, Kittens and Cougars, Zero Tolerance, Lesbian Adventures, Sweetheart, Lesbian Experience, Women Loving Women, Digital Sin, Lesbian Seductions, Older Younger Girlfriends, Mama Sutra, Girls' Way, MILF Seduced Teens, Lethal Hardcore, Mom Knows Best 8, Twisty, Mom's Bang Teens, 27, Reality Kings, Mom's Lick Teens, 14, Reality Kings, Mother-Daughter Exchange Club, 52, Girlfriends, A Mother's Choice from Pure Taboo, Older Woman Experience from Sex Art, Seduced by Mommy 15 from Philly, and Teens vs. MILFs 8. Lots of stuff here. Obviously, in addition to the older, younger, you do get a lot of focest in this genre lately. Just look at some of these series numbers, though. 52 from the Mother-Daughter Exchange Club. 27, Moms Bang Teens. 62 from Lesbian Seduction's Older, Younger. And, yeah, Girlfriend still dominates these categories. You got one, two from Girlfriends, and then a couple from Girls Way. There's a lot of good series here. The Lesbian Experience, Women Loving Women from Digital Sin is a really nicely done movie. It's from a good series. The Moms Bang Teens is a fun series from Reality Kings. Honestly, I think I'd probably go with the Mother-Daughter Exchange Club 52 from Girlfriends. It's a really reliable series and a good movie. Best Oral Movie. Pound in My Face 4. Love the use of the hashtag as a pound. Pound My Face 4 from Archangels. Brad Knight's Blow and Go Girls 2 from Blazed. Come For Me Daddy 6, Desperate Pleasures. Facialized 5 from Hard X. Gag Reflex 3 from Darko. Glory Hole Secrets Swallowing Sweeties from Azani. How to Blowjob from Trenchcoat. I Came on James Dean's Face 9 from James Dean. Kendra vs. Teens, a POV blowjob movie from Lust Army, Archangel. Load Sharing 3 from Darko. Massive Swallow from Hard X, My Wife's First Blowbang from New Sensations. POV Mania 12 from Fallout. Swallowed.com 19 from Swallowed. And Young and Hungry from Porta Glory Hole. Again, this is a series where the high-end kind of drowns out some of the smaller stuff. The Porta Glory Hole stuff is very interesting. It's very low-tech, right? It's surveillance camera-looking webcam stuff that relies on being kinky and kind of dirty. Same thing with Glory Hole Secrets. Good movies, but when you compare them to, you know, Swallowed.com and the quality that they put into their movies. My Wife's First Blowbang from New Sensations is really high quality, and it plays on a specific fantasy with, you know, some acting in it. Darko does oral movies better than anybody right now, and we get two of them, Gag Reflex 3 and Load Sharing 3. So those cancel each other out. Those are both excellent. Facialized 5 is good. Massive Swallow, both from Hard X. Those are great movies. There's some POV specific in here. There's Focest in here. There's Rough Sex in here. Honestly, the one that I remember the most, that was How to Blowjob from Trenchcoat. That was a really impressive movie, and that could be a dark horse. For mine, I would go with Load Sharing 3 as my favorite of this. But My Wife's First Blowbang, also a lot of fun. How much more are we going to do on this? I think we got two. Okay, so we got two more in the oral sex category. We'll finish those and be done with this episode. Now, this is a big one. Best oral sex scene. Now, this one I think is going to be tough because a lot of it's going to be how much you like the performer. I don't think we can really avoid that as critics. Adria Fox returns to Swallow Salon for cosplay blowjob fun. I reviewed that. It's good. It's like all the Swallow Salon stuff. It has a specific look. It's beautiful. Adria Fox is pretty cute. It's a good scene. Angela by Darko, Angela White, and a whole bunch of dudes. Do you prefer a one-on-one pretty blowjob from a pretty girl, or do you want to see Angela White go absolutely crazy with a whole bunch of dudes and get sloppy? It's tough to compare those two, but they're in the same category. Badass Babe gets her throat porked from This Girl Sucks, Team Skeet. Blowjob Queen, Little Caprice. Little Caprice is really cute. Again, what are you looking for? Deep Throat League 4 from Perv City, Sarah Vandala. When it comes to blowjobs, no one's better than Sarah Vandala. And you can argue Vicky Chase, you can argue Angela White, but yeah, I think you're arguing, you know, top three, top five, Sarah Vandala's right there. Deadpool Triple X from Wicked, Jennifer White, Seth Gamble. Jennifer White was fantastic in that scene. Facialized 5, that's Adria Ray, bunch of dudes. How to Blowjob, Vicky Chase, Xander Corvus, great one-on-one scene. Interracial Blowbang 15 from Dogfart, Alexa Grace, and a bunch of dudes. Katrina Jade, Addicted to Black. Kira and Julie Suck Dick Together from Swallowed. Kira Noir and Julie K, nice two-on-one. Massive Swallow from Hard X, Gina Valentino, bunch of dudes. My Wife's First Bang first blowbang I mentioned in the last category. That's Kristen Scott. Loved that scene. I love Kristen Scott. She's beautiful. She's sexy. She's fun. And when she acts, she's really good. I think she's definitely a superstar in the making, and this scene was really hot. My Wife's First Blowbang 2, Emily Willis, also very good. Swallowed 11, Gillian Jansen and Jill Cassidy. Great two-on-one. So again, as a voter, what do you like? Do you like one-on-one? Well, Vicky Chase is pretty tough to beat. Sarah Vendel is in here. Little Caprice is really beautiful. Do you like two-on-one? Because then you got a couple of two-on-one scenes. Or do you like blowbangs? I like all three. The best scenes to me, I really like the Kristen Scott scene. I really like the Kira Noir and Julie Kay two-on-one. I really like the Vicky Chase Had a Blowjob. Sarah Vendela's Deep Throat League 4. But I think, again, a lot of it's how much you like the performer. I like all these women, but Angela White's blowbang was perfectly shot, beautifully edited, and super hot. I honestly think this one has to win. I think it's the best. And I, again, guys, the voting's over, so I've already put in my ballot, so I'm not really giving much away, but I don't see any that are better, but there's some great scenes on this. This is one of those categories where I really enjoyed working my way through it. And last, best oral or gangbang movie. Interesting they put the oral now in with the gangbang. So blowbangs are now in with gangbang movies. Asian Orgy from Third Degree. Blacked Out 8 from Devil's Films. Fuck 'em, Fill 'em, and Feed 'em from Azani. Gangbang Cream Pies from Darko. Gangbang Her Little White Fang 21 from Dogfart. Gangbang Me 3 Hard X. Gangbanged 9, Elegant Angel. Gangbanged Anal Cheaters from Aiden Starr. Hardcore Gangbangs 4, Double Anal Edition from Kink. Interracial Gangbang from Dark X. My Hot Wife's Gangbang 4, New Sensations. Nerd Orgy from Third Degree. Prom Night, Pure Taboo. Rocco Siffredi Hard Academy 3 from Rocco. And Spring Break Fuck Parties 12. Most of these are not... I'm sorry, it's not Best Oral. I'm an idiot. It's Best Orgy. Best Orgy Gangbang Movie. So this may be a category that reader or listener, Ace, may want to comment on. He had some great comments on the scenes. Orgy or gangbang movies? Should they be separated? He certainly had some opinions on the difference between the two. As far as individual movies go, tough one. There's some very different ones. Like, okay, the Asian Orgy is great. You gotta like Asian women and like the orgy feel. Blacked Out 8 obviously is an interracial gangbang. The Azani movie has cream pies. So does the Darko Gangbang Cream Pie movie. That one looks probably the best of anything on this list. Both the Hard X and Elegant Angel movies are well-shot gangbangs. Aiden Starr's has a different feel to it. The Hardcore Gangbang from Kink, it definitely has a different feel to it. There's a lot more hard sex and fetish in that one. The My Hot Wife's Gangbang has the sort of prettier look and the hot wife thing going for it. Both Nerd Orgy and Prom Night have specific themes for the performers. Rocco is Rocco, and then of course the Spring Break Fuck Parties is just kind of a wild gonzo thing. If I'm picking favorites, who I think you're going to see win, I would look at Gangbang Me 3 from Hard X. I would look at Rocco's Hard Academy 3 and the Darko movie Gangbang Cream Pies. Those would be the ones I'd look at. So that's it for now. We're through the Best O section. And we will start next time with Best Parody, which is a big category. I thank you for listening. I am Roger Pipe of RogerReviews.com. Drop me a line, Roger@RogerReviews.com. Follow me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe, or just click feedback. If you've got a question, I'll be happy to read it next time. And that's about it. Hope you all have a great day.